We're gonna play on and stand strong with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on, bump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Curry takes the outlet. One dribble lob to Draymond. Outside to Clay for three at the horn. Got it! And that will send the Warriors to the locker room with a six-point lead. Draymond Green from Curry on the lob, and Draymond turned in one motion and pegged Clay on the left side. Warriors 63, Wolves 57.
Memo to the NBA. The league is over now.
It's over?
It's over now. It's back to being over. There was that short window of opportunity where you had the Warriors in a state of flux, and that we all were excited that they were having problems internally, and that nobody liked one another, and it was pretty much about to fall off the edge of a cliff. Remember when Steve Kerr said, you know, spiritually we're hurting?
Yes, big time. You said that with a big sad face.
Yes, and we remember also less than 24 hours ago, someone said, oh, I can't wait to watch Body Language, and Dib said, okay, Coz, whatever. Oh, I can't wait to see how these guys get along. It's going to be tough tonight. That's what I'm going to watch. And all of a sudden, now you switch churches, switch pews and everything, just like you, Jim. Dibs, I'm surprised you let him off that early this morning.
Well, if you hadn't interrupted me, I probably was going to get there. You're over there.
I took over for you, like you do for me. I had you.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to give you the baton. You straight took it out of my hand, so it's a little
give
bit
me
different.
A corner.
Yeah, he was outside of his running lane, and he just grabbed the baton, so he's been disqualified from the race.
Our team was DQ'd. It's unfortunate, but we'll get him next time. We're on to Cincinnati.
All right, 116-108. The Golden State Warriors are back. They're almost 100%, because just when you think you're going to have everyone together, Andre Iguodala says, no. I'm going to take the night off. I've been carrying you guys for as long as I possibly can. Dre, you see what you can do today, and I think everyone saw what he can do, and I think everyone saw what the Warriors are when they're together, right?
A little hip issue from Iguodala, and you're going to see the veterans get more and more rest as the season goes on. Now that everybody's back, the band is back together, Jim.
Welcome back!
It's over, isn't it?
No, it's not over. Come on, Jim. Boogie had a busy day yesterday. The guy goes down to Sacramento. He makes it up. You see him on the sideline yesterday. Had a jam. Had a three. It's the first time he takes the ball. Shoots a three. But no, it's not over. It was good to see Draymond and see the team, though. Saw Draymond, the energy that he brought to the Oracle. And you saw everyone just cheering for the big fella. You know, he had 7-10 boards, 7 assists, all the things that he was able to do. The guy was absolutely a machine. It's what you expected from Draymond. You want to see this from Draymond. This is what this team needed. And now is it over? No, it's not over. You saw there's still some formidable opponents. And let's pump our brakes. Tomorrow there's a team coming in, and you know who they are.
Good morning, everybody. That's how we get things started here. Joe Lowe and Dibs, the name of the program. I am Jim Cozumar, in for Joe Fortenbaugh.
Oh, Jimmy.
How you doing, everybody? Lorenzo Neal is here, as per always. So is my good friend Dan Dibley. Anna Kakarakis is here.
Well done, Jim.
Thank you. I will do the best I can.
Put just enough spice on it, too.
I tried to get
the R.
A little extra flair for you.
Good morning, Anna.
Just for you. We've got a lot going on today. We're going to talk to Brian Baldinger. We got some NFL stuff to get. You ever look at his Baldy breakdowns on Twitter?
He's awesome, by the way.
It's really cool. It's really fantastic what he does.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on something real quick, Jim. I can digest for a second. You said Lorenzo Neal's here, as always.
Yeah.
And you said my good friend Dan.
Yes.
Words are some of those things that I kind of hold on to. And I was surprised that you said Lorenzo Neal and then my good friend Daniel. It's to me, is my name Skip? Am I not your friend? Do I not work? I mean, what was that about? Do you want to explain or?
Gin Blossoms Low had a song in the late 90s called Hey Jealousy, and that's kind of what we're getting.
That's an awesome
right now.
Pull, by the way.
Thank you, Jim.
That's an awesome pull.
When you've spent as much time as James and I
that?
Has, when you've been on the road together, much like you and I have, my good friend Lorenzo Neal, perhaps the two of you haven't broken through those barriers to where you get that moniker. Jim and I having flown together, broadcasted together, traveled together, and thus the good friendship has been established. So
understood.
I'll just refer you to the Gin Blossoms going forward.
I'm always afraid of you, Lo, because remember the time we were working it was an Xfinity Sports Sunday, and we were talking about Coach LeBeau.
We're
on NBC, and I come in. Good evening, everybody. Xfinity Sports Sunday, Lorenzo Neal.
This is one of his favorite bits, by the way.
That's one heck of a game, Lo. That was a good one, wasn't it? And you said?
I loved it. Cozy, do you like Dick?
What? I love Dick.
I said, he's a...
You gave the full professional setup.
He looked at me so, like, and this is TV dips, and he's like, what? I said, oh my God, he's 83 years old. And he's still able to get it up. He's still able to get those guys to play. Dick is freaking awesome. Defensive court. And he, Cozy's looking at the screen like,
because, you know, you can't hide from the camera.
No. And it's live. It's not like you can do a take two.
No, there's not.
This was not a recorded segment.
You notice he's not doing that with Dennis on Sundays. What's that? What's that all about?
Because the bowl's not, Dick's not out there anymore.
Well, you could pull something else out there, too. You could say, you know, I remember the times I used to play with Dick. And I like Dick. You could pull that on him.
You know what?
Dick LeBeau. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Dick LeBeau.
You know what? This Sunday. Listen.
Seriously?
This Sunday.
Great.
I'm going to record it.
Okay?
I'm going to record it.
I'm going to have Dennis Sokar. I'm going to say, this is from Dan Dibley. He wanted me to tell you.
Great.
True friend, I'm throwing you under the bus, and the setup's going to be awesome, and to watch Dennis's face, because Dennis is going to be like, I'm like, no. Dan and I love Dick. He was freaking unbelievable defensive coordinator. If hopefully the Raiders or the Niners play great defense, and I'm going to talk about the coordinator, and I'm going to set him up. You and I, and he's going to look at us, like me, rather. I'm excited about it. You guys got me fired up.
See, I'm telling you, just make sure you try to keep your gig over there, because it's a lot of fun. I enjoy watching you over there. That's a great job.
It's not. It's not. That's his name.
Okay, no problem. I'm not. I just don't want to get you in trouble. The Warriors are getting the rest of the league in trouble. See me transition?
Genius.
Warriors are getting me. They're going to save me. Warriors are back to what they are. Right? Did any of us at all? Because I think in my heart of hearts, I wanted there to be some issues with the Warriors just because I want there to be some fun in the league.
Well, that's part of it. Also, you...
I disdain them.
Yes, there is that. That should probably be
that,
brought into the light.
Them. Yeah,
other
exactly.
than my unmitigated hate for the product, there is the idea of wanting some drama. The drama was good. The drama was interesting. And ultimately, come April, everything's going to be put together and buttoned up, and this team will be ready for the playoffs. But until then, I wouldn't mind a couple of interesting storylines.
And I think we're going to get them over the next 10 games. I know there's an internal battle that we're having here at 95.7 The Game.
Oh, really?
As to whether or not these next 10 games are so incredibly winnable that they're about to run off a streak of 14 straight. Or are these games coming up a little bit tougher? I know the one on Wednesday is going to pique my interest. We'll have that today. I said we're going to have Brian Baldinger on today. We got Papa coming on at 8:30. We'll talk more Warriors with Anthony Slater from over at The Athletic. And the great Jamal Wilkes at 9:30. He's a Hall of Famer, four-time NBA champion. Do you remember when he was Keith Wilkes?
Yes.
See,
yes,
thank you.
Barely.
He dropped that on us this morning. It was like, wow.
I don't quite remember his days at Berkeley High School. That's a little bit before my time. But I do remember as a young kid when he went from Keith to Jamal in the mid-70s, I believe, early 70s.
Yeah, I think you're right. Right about that time when he went to Jamal. And his jumper was... It was silky smooth, but I could not do it. Like I would try to reproduce it on the driveway.
It's like shea butter.
Yeah, the release point. He churned it on the way up.
Was it like Horace Grant shooting from behind me?
And more Bill Cartwright. Bill Cartwright. It's Jamal Wilkes shoots it. He shot it very similarly. Nowadays,
you knew where I was going.
You would have to take his shot, and they would be so appalled. You would insist that he change it because now everyone has to have that same shot. But he put it behind his head, and he's a good shooter.
His stuff was, but it was smooth, as awkward as it looked.
It's butter.
Yeah, it was his version of whatever normal was. It was his normal.
Well, that's pretty awesome. As I digest, like I usually do, to jump in. I know you were talking about the rest of the league is gonna. My transition. Watch this one, Dips. Hey, you're talking about how the rest of the league and all the different things. What's exciting is the Warriors are 10 games. I thought we got to pay homage to two legends last night played, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. You saw those two guys on the court. Exchanging each other's jerseys. I mean, that was, I don't think this is about necessarily LeBron.
Did you tear up a little bit?
It was because Dwayne Wade.
Were you that excited or that sad? Which was it?
When they move, he moves just like that.
Really, Dan? Really? It moved? No, it did not. I was watching these two. Dwayne Wade, I'm not even talking about LeBron James. I'm talking about Dwayne Wade. And to see this guy, you know, the last time
he was. LeBron James.
That wasn't needed. That was not needed. Dwayne Wade.
Felt good,
You know is he not an icon, a Hall of Famer, legend of the game? The game is going to miss him. This is his last year. And you got to see those two on the court last night.
I'm not going to miss him. I'll respect his greatness from when he played, but I'm not going to miss him.
You don't think the game misses a guy like that? Miss Kobe? You miss
the game weeps for Wade. How will we even go on? I don't even know if they're going to have an association next year, Jim.
Is that how you guys are going to handle a guy that's played and respected the league?
Well, let me help you build your point. I'll tell you what. Nice Guy Steven had a question that we'll use when we continue.
Okay.
And we'll figure out if that's...
What?
I know. Exactly. Nice Guy Steven, who was nice enough to save it. He did the power hour from 5 to 6 in the morning.
He's trash.
The power outage?
Oh, boy.
Wow, Dan's coming down your road.
You're rolling down his road.
He tried to drop its trash on me, so I had to come back with a power outage hour. So there you go. That's how it goes. Cozumel.
He's a little cranky this morning. Crazy.
Not at all. Just don't come limping to the rim with some weak sauce finger roll. It's getting rejected. And your idea of injecting the Dwayne Wade, LeBron James send-off,
not LeBron
it's sad.
James. It was Dwayne Wade.
We will discuss what that means in the greater NBA. We will talk about the Warriors and what they look like with Draymond Green. And did Steph Curry prove to everyone that he is the best player from Akron, Ohio? We will figure all of that out.
Joe my line. Did you give him that?
Yeah, it's right up here. He used it last hour. I'm just stealing it. Jesus. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
The last time they met was an overtime thriller.
Durant shoots over Leonard. Got it! He hit it!
But the Warriors came up just short.
131-128 in overtime. The Warriors take the loss.
Now, the question is, what will happen next?
He got it!
Warriors. Raptors. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6. Tip-off at 7:30. Only on 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Look at Nice Guy Steven paying attention to the show today.
Well, I had to tell him to do it.
And then did you go on YouTube and
basically
then have to find it?
All the typing and clicking.
Yes, exactly.
Now, we were sharing a moment about just how great this supergroup was, the Gin Blossoms.
They're underrated.
Awful.
Oh, they're underrated. There's an era of music right here that was very solid.
Zeppelin,
I
want
to get
the
more
Who,
into the meteor.
Gin Blossoms.
There it is. Zeppelin, The Who, Gin Blossoms.
Beats the crap that's going out as music today, kids.
There you go.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome in. It's Joe Lowe and Dibs. Joe Fortenbaugh is going to take the week off. He's going to have some good old-fashioned family time. I am Jim Cozumel in for Joe. Golden State Warriors on the docket, and man, did they do it last night. You opened 13-0. You opened 13-0 with Draymond Green coming back. Steph Curry decides to continue to be Steph Curry. And the next thing you know, this thing is out of whack. Minnesota, who's trying to fight to be a playoff team, realizes that they're not in the same group. You run out of things to say about the Warriors at this point, don't you?
No, never,
yeah,
Jim.
You do.
Never.
You don't have to talk about them again until April.
All the superlatives can come out, and you can talk about a number of different things about last night. Kevon Looney showcasing his new offensive package of moves.
Please.
You see the little spin? He got to the cup for two. He even unfurled his three-point look from the wing extended. Might have missed it by a shade, but it's a good look. He's getting more confident. I like the way he's going.
You know what I love? What they do, what Draymond brings to the table. His energy and his tenacity to go get those second shots, those second rebounds, and kicking balls out to open defenders, and his willingness to get in there and get gritty. And you saw that early in the game, him kicking, getting a second shot, kicking it over to Drepko, knocking down the three, him jumping up for the board. And he doesn't even necessarily get the board, but he'll tap it out. He does a great job of getting guys involved. And then when he makes a play, gets the crowd into it, you like to see Draymond back, and you like to see what this team has to offer with Draymond on the court.
This is going to be sacrilege. Is there someone that you think Draymond reminds you of? Because there is someone that he reminds me of. When you watch him in the offensive end, especially in a half-court set, he does so many things, and I'm going to get slapped around for this.
Don't say Dennis.
He is like Magic Johnson. The way he handles the ball, because he's a bigger, stronger guy, and he's looking around, and he can make the pass. He looks one way and throws it another. He's entertaining in his passes, but he's a big, strong guy. And when Magic was doing it, you never saw a guy who was 6'9 making those moves. And now, you know, I know Draymond's not 6'9, but boy, I'll tell you something.
You are going to get slapped around.
He's got some Michigan State in him.
Yeah, absolutely. I've made the comparison before. Now, I don't want to say a poor man's Magic Johnson, But he certainly...
Right. I tried to stay away from that. Exactly.
Right. At his size and his ability with the basketball, he definitely has some Magic Johnson characteristics about him. Absolutely.
And if you're...
Do you guys think so? I mean, I understand he's a good passer. I mean, but the Magic...
We're a little older than you. We're a little older than you.
It's a fact.
Okay, let me tell you something. I watch Magic probably more than any of you guys. You guys got to realize that. I
watched him when he was at Everett High School in Lansing.
When he was a rookie in the association, you were, I think, 6 years old. So
I was watching him.
When he was known as Irvin Johnson before he was Magic. I was watching him in the Michigan State Finals, Class A State Finals against Birmingham Brother Rice.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah, you take your you watch Magic more than anyone stance and continue.
That hurt because if you can't say man, just say ouch and you know ouch because you got me there.
Both are four letter words, by the way.
Yeah, when you hit me with you watch him in high school, I was like okay, but I'm just telling you the Magic man when he would go to the hole and the way that he would throw the passes, it's I mean Dibs, think about Magic the way that he would back to the court and he would turn into Kareem, he would turn into Luol Cinders, he would turn into Kareem, he could throw the hook.
His ability as a passer, player who can pass the ball.
Magic was a big man that can come down court full speed, be in the air, and can dish. I don't think Draymond's a very, very good passer. Way better border, rebound, but I don't know if I'm willing to say that he's comparable to Magic. Hit the text line
9-5-7-9-5.
Yeah, and let us know.
Chilton on the body text line 9-5-7-9-5. And if you watch the play at the end of the half last night, the sequence
it was awesome.
Steph long pass, Draymond jumps, catches, turns in one motion, fires out to Clay three ball. Stone cold cash.
It was
or whatever it is that Kevin Dana says. You know, Gucci.
Thanks for the help back there, guys.
Hard cold millionaire. Who knows?
Whatever it is, it's fun to watch.
And it was set up by the Draymond Green pass, the athletic ability from a big man. That's all we're saying, Lo.
All right, we got a lot of Warriors that we're going to go over today, but I know you wanted to bring up last night's love affair between Dwyane Wade and LeBron James.
I thought it was, I think we'd be remiss if we don't honor a hero of the game.
Nice guy, Steven.
Works better than we thought during the break.
It does,
wow,
doesn't it?
Dibs.
We had a little production meeting that as soon as you started to gush about your beloved, that perhaps if that was introduced, it might...
I'm not talking about that guy. I'm talking about
Dwyane
Wade.
Yes, you are, because Dwyane Wade's career didn't end last night, did it? Did it end last night, Lo?
No.
The only reason why you're talking about it is because it was the last time... that these two great Warriors will meet on the floor. Who cares?
That's what they said. They exchanged jerseys.
It was cute. It was nice. Doesn't mean it's a story in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, here's the thing. And nice guy, Steven, he brought this up. We have an email chain that goes through.
It's not the only thing that got brought up, apparently.
Yes, I know. Nice guy. You asked a question about Dwyane Wade and LeBron James.
What'd you call him?
Dwyane. Because that's how you spell it, you know. Dwyane.
Don't get me started on spelling and pronunciations because Adrian Wojnarowski has changed the game.
I know.
You can't have a nickname of Woj and then have your last name be Wojnarowski. But anyway.
And there's no R in there.
And I digest.
Okay.
So if he wants it to be Dwyane Wade and it's DWY, then it's Dwyane Wade.
Go for it. Nice guy, Steven. You brought something up about last night's Wade-LeBron matchup. What was your query?
Yeah, you can talk.
Well, it's just whether the NBA does that better than anyone else in terms of getting two superstars in their history who playing for the last time, which really in a meaningless game, yet they publicized it like it was game 7 of the finals. So I'm just wondering if the NBA does that better than baseball and football. Baseball for sure. I'm not sure about the NFL, though. Brady Manning was a big one. I don't know. Well, that's kind of my question.
It's kind of interesting that the NBA does do a good job of taking a mundane middle of December game and turning it into an event. And that's what the NBA does. They don't always play games. Sometimes they have events. Like to me, the Warriors step on the floor, they play events. It's a happening when you go there. But there are some teams, if the Charlotte Hornets are playing the Orlando Magic, I don't know there's no way you can make that an event. But when it's LeBron going up against Dwyane Wade and all the greatness that they had together, and they tried to make it happen again in Cleveland and it didn't necessarily work, was that a game that fans were more attuned to because of the greatness and because the NBA can make it more fall to
Yes.
All.
And what's wrong with that? For you guys to sit here and crap on that.
We're not crapping on it. We're bringing it up as a good thing.
You guys are putting a Boeing sound and all this meaningless and all the things that you guys have been saying when I talked about it. And you guys looked at me. And that's why I went to the text line. Because of the fact, people, regardless of not saying that they're fans of those guys, but they do respect what Dwayne Wade has done in the association. Here's a guy that won titles. Here's a guy that's been NBA finals. Here's a guy that's been MVP. And you look at Wade and seeing the way that he's played, and you've seen his has some unbelievable games. And last night was one of the times that you saw he and his partner, him and his buddy, his BFF, they come together on a court. And for the last time, you get to see those two particular guys play against one another. And yes, it was an event. You saw the stars out there. Denzel was there. You've seen all the different actors and entertainers were there. Why? They were paying respect. You saw the people in last night at the game. Not just for the Lakers. They were there for Dwayne Wade.
All right.
So when you guys sit here and say, why are you talking about that? And for you to unplug your headphones and Dan and say you're going to walk off right now.
You're a minute and a half late, and I don't have to sit here and listen to this drivel any longer.
We're going to talk more Warriors and Steph Curry's performance and what a great night it was for him. And is he making the case to be the MVP? Joe Lowndibs, 95.7 The Game.
It's the season of giving. And what's better than winning VIP tickets to see the Warriors take on LeBron James and the Lakers on Christmas Day? It's the holiday gift grab on 95.7 The Game. All this week, tune in at 8:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. for the Holiday Sounder. Ho, ho, ho! Then, call in for your chance to win tickets, gift cards, and more from our holiday gift bag. Plus, all winners qualify for VIP tickets to see the Dubs and Lakers on Christmas. Happy holidays from 95.7 The Game. Joe Lowndibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
I thought after some gin blossoms, he'd come back with a little Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
Or a little Bare Naked Ladies. Another solid group from that time.
Instead of this randomness.
This was very odd.
We have got a busy day here on Joe Lowndibs, including in the 7 o'clock hour. You know, we got that Hawaii contest.
Awesome.
That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to name a name, and they're going to have 9 minutes, 57 seconds to call in. So that'll be good.
That'd be great.
And then the 8 o'clock hour, we got the holiday gift grab. Did you put the picture out, Anna?
Yesterday I did. I'll do another one today.
Yeah, do another one of the holiday gift grab.
Yes.
Yesterday we gave a really cool.
Oh, we did really cool.
What was it?
$150 of a spa. Yes, it was a great spa for $150. Go out and get a massage.
That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So listen and win.
Beautiful.
It's the season of giving.
It is,
and that's what we do here at 95.7 The Game. Fair enough.
It's also the season of receiving, Jim.
That's right. I will say this. If there's all that giving out there, someone needs to get.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're just giving to no one. It's just, you know, you're throwing the football into the ground.
My hand is out.
There's no completion without a throw and a catch. So let's just remember that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And then a red flag comes out, and then you want to second guess it, and then you want to have them go to the replay?
We have to always go to the replay now to know whether or not we can actually celebrate something. It's a shame.
Golden State Warriors are a winner last night, 116-108. Their fourth win in a row, and there is some discussion internally here at the Joe Lowndibs Enterprises regarding just how long this streak can go. Now, I maintain the game on Wednesday is a playoff-caliber game. One of the best, if not the best, team in the Eastern Conference is coming to town. They whooped you the last time. Overtime close,
please.
For Toronto. They whooped up on an undermanned Warrior team.
The Warriors, but the Warriors beat them, Coach. Leave it alone.
You said they disposed of them, and we agreed that it was a composting. It wasn't a complete disposal.
Well, they get a chance to come back tomorrow against Toronto, but that's not an easy one, right? And then you got to go to Sacramento, which you should beat the Kings, but that'll be a fun game because the Kings like to get up and down the floor. Memphis is a playoff team. Utah is a playoff-worthy team. Dallas, you should get. I think the Clippers are a team that's playing really good basketball. That's not going to be an easy one. Portland, you get on back-to-back. Not back-to-back nights, but back-to-back games. That's another playoff set of games. And then you finish off this 10-game roll all the way until December 31st against the Phoenix Suns. And you literally can roll the Santa Cruz Warriors out there without Boogie Cousins and beat the Phoenix Suns. But this roll is going to be easy. Dibs.
I don't think it's easy, but you look at the game tomorrow, I think, is the number one obstacle, taking on Toronto. But it's a revenge spot, and you've got your whole complement of guys back and arrested Andre Iguodala, who didn't play yesterday in the victory over Minnesota. So I like the chances against Toronto. You're right, Sacramento is good. They're better, but that should be a win. And then you've got 2 days off before Memphis comes to town, and a rested Warrior team against a traveling Memphis, you're going to be favored in that one. The real tough spot to me in all this is the trip to Utah. It's just kind of a weird one-off game on the road. You're home for, what is that, four? You're home for 5 out of 6, and the only trip you have to make is to Utah. So that, to me, is the only real hiccup spot in that run that goes all the way through the end of the year.
And remember, Utah is the one place where Jonas Jerebko went over and slapped it in the glass at the buzzer and got the Warriors a victory. Going back to Utah, are you one of those guys, Lo, who thinks, you know what, teams do remember certain losses and they want to avenge them the next time you get the opportunity?
Without a doubt, guys remember losses. You remember wins. It's, I mean, we're talking about it. You know, Dibs, there's kids. Think about, you were as a kid, we got number one on the beef line. He remembers an official that tried to foul him out of a game. Here's a fourth-year-old.
Try to foul him out. I would have fouled him out had I tried to foul him out. Let's be fair. Well, I'm a good enough ref. I could have gotten 5 on the lad. He would have been gonzo.
Well, you had the lad, though. He had to play a certain way. When you're in foul trouble, you play a certain way. I think everyone understands that. This is true. And so think about...
Took a lot of the aggressiveness out of the kid's game, though, I will tell you that.
Having been the only person who actually saw the game, I think I'm the only one who can speak to the aggressive nature of the defensive play by number 30 on that Saturday afternoon. But please continue. You guys obviously know everything about the kid and the game, having never been there.
Go ahead.
And so
please.
The point that I'm trying to make before I keep rudely being interrupted, Daniel, is, of course, you remember things that happen. You remember things that happened in your life, whether it's a certain point in time of your life that something happened to you. Games, absolutely. You remember hitting a big shot. You remember Cozy playing tennis and losing to, you know, your boyfriend. You remember all these things that happened to you. So, of course, guys remember moments where they lost, whether they win, and it is revenge. Hell, you even heard the Warriors, like Klay Thompson, talk about playing the Cavs and said, God, we swept them. They won one game in 2 years. So it was like, of course, guys remember certain things. And they're going to remember Utah. They remember every single thing that happened. Guys understand that. So, yes, they mark things down on their calendar. And this game against Toronto, they marked it. They understand what's at stake here. This is going to be a big game. It's going to be a playoff of an atmosphere. And these are two teams that want to go at each other.
Does the league want the Warriors to be the dominant juggernaut? Or does the league want someone else to battle the Warriors? Because there's an argument to be made that a dominant juggernaut, while it's loved in its home market, sometimes is despised outside of that market. And that adds to the intrigue about that team. Because if you look at this 10-game stretch, Dibs, they have a day off today. They play Toronto. A day off, they go to Sacramento. Not the hardest trip. A day off, 2 days off, they have another Saturday and a Sunday off, just like they did last Saturday and a Sunday, before they're home for Memphis. Couple of days off, then you've got to go to Utah. That's not a hard trip at all. Couple of days off, you've got Dallas. The only back-to-back in this stretch is Dallas and the Clippers, and they're both at Oracle Arena. The league is setting the Warriors up for extreme success.
Well, you'd have to compare this to the other 29 schedules around the association.
No, I don't.
You like to just pull things out in a vacuum, and you really drill down on what can basically be nothing.
This isn't the home of the Grizzlies. I'm not breaking down the Memphis Grizzlies.
No, but
schedule.
The implication here from your words, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're implying that the Warriors' schedule is somehow easier than other teams.
I think it's laid out pretty nicely.
Those other teams.
And again, what are the other teams' schedules? How are they laid out?
Right.
Are they also laid out, quote, rather nicely? Or do the Warriors just make mincemeat of the schedule that they're handling?
The latter, Dibs. You're absolutely right. And
Thank you.
You, Coz, to say that, I mean, they don't tell the investor, just give us these teams. I mean, I think that, Dibs, there's a stretch in here. Let me get back to this because I can't believe that Coz is trying to say, oh, the league's trying to do this. Coz, your theories sometimes are just hogwash. I'm sorry to say it.
Based in hate, Lo, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. The 19th
Why am
through
I
the 27th, I think they got problems. The 19th through the 27th, I think they lose a game in there. That stretch is Utah, like Dibs said. That's Dallas. That's
I know
Clippers,
who you're hoping they lose to.
Lakers and Portland. They're going to lose one of those, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6-game stretch right there. that they're going to, you know, they're going to drop one. You're not going to take the Clippers. The Clippers are a team that's up and coming. They're playing well. You look at Dallas, they're a formidable team. Utah, of course. And you look at the Lakers, what they, by that time, they may have Ariza. We never know. In Portland, a playoff team. So it's hard to go out there and beat a team every single night. So I do not think this is going to be no 12-game straight
So you're giving the Lakers Ariza just randomly for Christmas? You just reach back into your back pocket and pulled out an Ariza?
That's exactly what you did.
No.
Well, that's exactly
what you
did.
They did that with Tyson Chandler.
You know, and of course, you know, when they play the Lakers and they're going to probably have Trevor Ariza, you just...
I watch the NBA, and I kind of watch it here in some of the things.
And you got like, you got sources?
Just like the Rockets, you know, the Rockets are, you know, they're looking for a guy. And it's rumored that J.R. Smith is maybe going to the Rockets, you know, the Houston Rockets. J.R. Smith, they're talking and seeing if they can get that done. So there is going to be some movement in the association, Daniel. I think you understand that.
Yeah,
no
but
one
to
saw
just...
Tyson, no one saw Tyson Chandler.
To just reach down and pull out your Ariza and immediately offer him up to your beloved LeBron, I felt like it was a little bit of a stretch. I thought it was out of bounds, and you had to be called on it.
But why do you say... I'm just saying what I'm hearing. There's a
sure.
lot of talk.
Do you want to source that, or you just things you're hearing?
You don't have to source it. You don't have to
you
source
don't
it.
Tell me what he has to do when I'm asking him to source
it.
It's 6:43. We need to step aside when we continue.
Okay.
Is Steph Curry making his charge to be the MVP, even though we missed a considerable amount of time?
It's not considerable.
Plus Brian Baldinger, top of the hour, with Baldy's breakdowns and what we're seeing from, well, the 49ers and George Kittle. All that and more. Joe Lowe and Dibs, Jim Cosimore in for Joe Fortenbaugh, 95.7 The Game.
Getting a little long, Jim.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
I'm getting torqued up for a couple of reasons. Top of the hour, a little Brian Baldinger. We're going to break down the NFL, a little 49er conversation. And then a 7 o'clock hour, Dibs. A little Hawaii contest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it is only little, quote unquote, right now because we have three qualifiers.
Oh, you got a good shot.
You still have a great shot. All you have to do is go to 957thegame.com, go to the contest page. And register, you might have a chance to win a trip to Hawaii. Welcome back, Lo.
I was listening to the whole thing. I was listening.
Why
to
do you guys,
about...
I will say that.
Thank
I'll let people behind the curtain. You guys get all torqued out if someone's not in the
Thank
room
you.
When we're back for
do
a
I
segment.
Do I look torqued out?
You did. You were just pointing out that the guy wasn't here.
Thank you.
Doesn't mean I'm torqued out.
You got you and Joe. Like, I'm like, he's not supposed to talk now anyway.
Coach, you're the best. Coach, you know what?
You could say that about the entire 6 to 10 program.
4 hours.
It's not.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We're lying. What was that about?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You want to go down? You want to do this?
It was a one-liner. It was funny. He laughed. I enjoyed it, and we're on to Cincinnati. Let me ask you this, Jim. Why is it in football that you have to have a certain number of players on the line and you have to have certain formations?
That's not true.
Don't interrupt me, please. Why is it that you can't just line up? Why can't you throw the ball to the center and go crazy willy-nilly? Because there are rules.
You can play with 10, you can play with 6, you can play with 5, you can play with one guy on the field on defense, and you can do the same on offense.
The Bears threw it to an offensive tackle.
Thank you.
Right, but was he lined up in a legal or an illegal position?
He declared himself eligible.
Right. And why did he have to declare himself eligible?
Because there are rules.
Thank you, James.
But there's no rule that says a guy needs to be here when we're slapjacking around about a trip to Hawaii.
Thank you, James.
And your chance to win, by the way, coming up in just 29 minutes.
I know.
Thank you, James.
Actually, that is really the only rule. Well, that and no profanity. And
oh, here's
you know,
the other rule you guys have because
oh, that's you know what?
Right
that's five. That's five
guys,
right there.
You guys get torqued out of control.
Again, not
yes,
torqued
James,
out.
Yes,
not torqued out. You
they
simply
want to twerk. They always want to twerk, James. You're right.
It's
twerk
assessed.
Booty,
it's a penalty.
Mistakes happen.
You huddle. You march off the yardage and you move on. No one gets torqued off.
It's like
James.
You tear people down on this show. That's
yes,
basically
we do.
What happens.
We do. That's
yeah.
basically what goes on for the entire. Actually, from the time you get here
yes.
until the time you tuck your tail between your legs and you skulk down the hallway of shame to get out of here.
And thinking about, God,
at 10:03.
Them... Yes, yes. I have to pray.
You know what? That's 10 yards for being so soft.
James, you're
tuck your tail.
I'm glad that you realize, James, you don't have to go home and pray sometimes in the morning and at night because thinking, God, they almost make me lose my cool. And sometimes I have to, like, take a deep breath.
Shut up, Lowe.
Yeah, exactly. You hear all that? That's what
God,
I deal with,
Joe.
James.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Dibs.
Words not You're often welcome, said. Words not often said. And all of a sudden, Dibs is praying to the statue of Fortinbaugh.
Yes! Yeah. Yeah.
Remarkable story.
Oh, my God! James, how did you know this?
James.
Holiday gift grab coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and your chance to possibly win Laker Christmas Day tickets. Not so bad. You were talking about Trevor Ariza.
Yes.
And possibly being a Laker before my good friend Dan Dibley tried to tear you down in your idea. This from NBC Sports BayArea.com or the My Team's NBC Sports app. The Warriors, you take a look at their schedule upcoming and what they have. One of those games is going to come against the Los Angeles Lakers on Christmas Day. The headline reads, Warriors nemesis Trevor Ariza at the center of the Lakers-Suns trade talks. So that's a little background right there.
Thank you.
If you are the Suns, why are you... First of all, you have a glut of guys at that position, and I don't even understand the signing. And the guy who signed him to that contract for Phoenix got fired before the start of the season.
Because the Phoenix Suns, they're going to press restart. Reset.
Again.
But they already got a big man. They feel they got their guy. Number one pick overall.
And Devin Booker's very good when he's healthy.
And so now you add Ingram to that. Put Ingram on that team, a young guy who can be on that team. I think you look at Kuzma. Kuzma and LeBron has gelled. You look at the
What happened to Ball? I thought Lonzo Ball was the story.
No. Ball has played well.
You have joined Laker Talk here somehow on 95.7 The Game.
No. We're just pointing out. Because you sat and you cracked on down my leg and said, hey, Lo, they're not, Reese's not going. How did I pull that out? And I was like, because I watched and also said that the Houston Rockets may be getting a guy in J.R. Smith.
Up in 10 minutes, Dodger talk comes your way.
No, first. So we're talking about
Clipper conversation.
I think that everyone looking forward to that Laker game. I think that I'm not the only one. I think if you look at the text line, you see 9595. I think the people on the text line, they are looking forward to that Laker game and, of course, Toronto game. So I just saying that Ariza may be there, but I talked about that doing that stretch, Dallas, the Clippers, the Lakers, Portland, and Utah, that's going to be a tough stretch, and I think that there's a game or two in there that this team may drop. That's what you ask, Coz. The question, can they get ready to go on a run? And I said there is one or two games in that stretch that this team may lose. That's all I was saying.
Honestly, let me ask you this. Would Trevor Ariza make the Lakers better, depending on what they had to give up? But in theory, you'd think so.
I mean, depends on if it's Brandon Ingram who goes or KCP who goes.
Right.
I think he would make them a little bit better, yeah. Right.
That's the only reason I want the Lakers to get him, because I want Christmas Day to mean something around here.
It'll mean something regardless.
It will mean an ass whooping, or it will mean... Yeah, seriously.
That's the difference in your mind? If Ariza goes, then that's the difference?
Maybe a little bit better game. It's a little bit of intrigue.
He can play his defense.
The Warriors are so good every night, you expect them to kick someone's tail. Christmas Day, I want a little struggle in there.
There'll be enough struggle just having LeBron James on the other side. So that, to me, provides enough intrigue. If the Lakers want to trade in a three-team deal and send KCP and get Trevor Ariza, great. Ariza's, what, 33 years old? You have an old Laker team getting rid of your young core? Go ahead, Lakers. Do it. You're not going anywhere this year. If you want to keep bringing in more old guys and get rid of young guys, I think it's the wrong move. But I'm not Rob Pelinka. And this is not Laker talk, so I could care less.
All righty, fair enough. We'll get more Warriors stuff going a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour. I know we've got Brian Baldinger coming up real quick. Anyone paying attention to the winter meetings, the baseball winter meetings?
Oh, they're huge. I can't turn them off.
that's your constant MLB Just network going?
Wake me when a deal is done.
Hey, Coz, do you know who is the GM of the Suns?
Of the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah. James Jones. And who is his BFF?
LeBron James. That's how they got Tyson Chandler.
Okay.
LeBron James.
I'm done.
Thank you.
So,
if only you were done. I pray for the time you're actually done.
As we mentioned, the baseball winter meetings, Dibs goes like right to the MLB Network because he wants to watch a different group of three or four guys sit at a table to discuss where Bryce Harper may or may not go.
Shout out five white guys at a table.
Yeah, exactly.
Five guys at a table. I love when you do that, Dibs.
Every discussion is... Where is Bryce Harper going to go, and who wants to take Machado? Nobody has any other conversation going on right now. Although I would think with the news of possibly Noah Syndergaard leaving the Mets and going to the Yankees, three-team deal with the Marlins. Could be a deal. But let's bring it locally. Brandon Belt's name has been thrown out there. The Giants are trying to get rid of him. Any chance he gets moved in the next couple of days?
Yeah, absolutely.
Legitimately, someone's going to take that money?
It's just a question of what the price will be as far as prospects coming back. I think Brandon Belt is a classic case of a guy who would benefit not necessarily from a new team, a new scenery, but a new ballpark. I think his power plays better in more of a bandbox. If it's, you know, Yankee Stadium or if it's Fenway, Houston's got a pretty short porch. Places where he can showcase his power.
American League team?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think he's a 25-30 home run guy in the right situation, but he can't stay healthy is a problem.
Yeah, that is a big piece of the puzzle. You want him to stay healthy, and you want to see what he could do if he had a full season. I agree with you. I think he's a 25-30 home run guy, 90 guys driven in. I think he can really help somebody outside of here. But my main reason for that is I want the Giants to start doing something. I got it. You hired Farhan Zaidi. I get it. Now let's start doing something. I'm excited about this new regime. You're telling me you're doing something. We'll do something.
Well, what can you get for Brandon, guys? Realistically, salary, you guys get? Are we just talking just to say we're talking
about some of the money? Eat some of the money.
Are they willing to do that? Are they going to?
They got a cash station over there for crying out loud.
They got
Thurman King is a cash station.
Look at their pitchers, guys. You can't just sit here and say eat some of the money. Cueto, Tommy John, look at Samardzija, look at all the guys that they have.
Cueto.
Nice, thank you. I mean, if you think about where they're at, what's this rotation going to look like? Yeah, the bullpen looks okay. Your bullpen is your best. I mean, besides Madison, it kind of falls off, guys. So they're looking at their bullpen. We're going to go bullpenning? Is that what you want for the Giants? I mean, there's other fish to fry.
Yes, I do. I wouldn't mind them thinking outside the box. I wouldn't mind them deciding to have some serious discussions about Madison Bumgarner. Ann and I were talking about this before the show. If Noah Syndergaard can go from the Mets to the Yankees, why couldn't Madison Bumgarner go across the water over to the Oakland Athletics? A's have some good minor league talent down there, and the Giants need to redo a farm system.
When have the A's given up that kind of money? Name me one guy they're going to pay like that, like Madison.
Madison is right now reasonable.
You think they would give him, you think they're going to give him an extension? You think they're using for 1 year?
Remember when they traded Cespedes? Remember when they traded Cespedes
and
they got John Lester
and
they got Lester? Yes. They said, "Hey, you know what? We get it. It's for 1 year, but we need a stud who's going to get us across the finish line."
And they need somebody to go up. You know, if they go into the wild card game when they went up against the Yankees, it was pitching they needed.
Right.
So you need it.
All right, there you have it. All right, so 7 o'clock. We want to rock. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco. It is the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Good weekend of football around here. Both teams getting victories. We called it Victory Monday here. We're not accustomed to having both teams win. Greg Papa's producer, Derek, was trying to find the last time the 49ers and Raiders both won on the same day at home. And I think he had gotten back into the 60s and he hadn't found it yet, so...
So you're saying they...
It was a rarity. It was a rarity.
Well, part of the rarity is that they used to not play at the same time at home. They used to always have one of them on the road, one of them at home. There was a 10 o'clock game, and there was a 1 o'clock game. But this year, aside from the primetime games when the teams have had those, they've played at the same time each and every week. So it's very difficult to find those instances because they just didn't happen, let alone them both winning the same day.
All right, let's get ourselves some breakdowns, and that means Brian Baldinger joins us on 95.7 The Game. You know him as the 12-year NFL veteran who's an offensive lineman, the NFL Network. You get him on Twitter at BaldyNFL, BaldyNFL, and his Baldy breakdowns are phenomenal. Brian, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Joe Lowe and Dibs, the name of the show. I'm Jim Cozumore, in for Joe. Can I start with the tight end from the 49ers and George Kittle? Can we see his performance? What did you see when you broke down the tape? What do you see from this young kid as a tight end?
Well, I mean, he's got elite speed, obviously. I mean, I don't know if it's obvious, because it wasn't obvious to me before this year, but his speed is incredible. He's averaging 16 yards a catch. There's not a tight end in the league that's close to that right now. Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, I mean, he might lead the league in yards for tight ends before it's all over. But you're also seeing great design by Kyle Shanahan, where he's getting these places in the field with so much room to run after the catch. But they call a lot of plays for him. They do a lot of things with him. The play action, the design, it's very, very creative. And, you know, once Kyle Shanahan finds some people that he really trusts, that he knows are going to be in the right place, and he gets elite speed with Dante Pettis and Marquise Goodwin, where he can really expand the secondary.